We're learning Tshuvat Yechaveh Da'at. We're in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Zayin, in the series of Tshuvot about Chanukah. The question is as follows. Person's in the middle of Amidah. Now, we know Midrabanan. We add in the paragraph of Ala Nisim and Bimei Matisyah on Chanukah. Now, person is in the middle of in Modim Anachnu Lach, and the Chazan begins the Chazarat HaShatz. And you figure to yourself, wait a minute. If I'm now going to say Modim Anachnu Lach, and then Ala Nisim and Bimei Matisyah, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to miss Kedusha. I'm going to miss Kedusha. So you know what I'll do? I'll skip Ala Nisim. Because you know what? If you skipped Ala Nisim, you don't have to go back. If you skip Ala Nisim, you missed it. You do not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So you see, it's not vital. You see that Ala Nisim is a nice thing. But if you missed it, you missed it. Maybe I'm listening to Chazan begin. Maybe what I should do is skip Ala Nisim and Mimatityah, continue this Tfilah without it, so I'll catch Kedusha. That's the question. So Rav Adya Yosef begins, he starts, you know, there's a din that Osek v'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. In the middle of one thing, you don't have to stop and do something else. It sounds like Osek v'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. You're in the middle of one thing, you don't have to worry about other mitzvot that you have to take into consideration. Rashi writes, exactly, you're in the middle of a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah kala. You're in the middle of something that's a much lower level. Nonetheless, you do not have to stop and start worrying about all the other things. You're osek b'mitzvah, you're in the middle of your tefillah. You don't have to worry about kedusha. So we're going to get to that in a moment. So he quotes, I thought this was an interesting thing. There are tons of Rishonim talk about this. He quotes one of the most famous Tshuvot of the Radvaz. Radvaz was asked the following question. You have a Jewish prisoner. He's given one day off. What day should he take off? One day. Take off whenever you want. Tell me what day. So the guy said, maybe Purim, Megillat Esther, Pirsumei Nisa. The Radvaz said, no. Take off tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tefillin. Tomorrow's Tefillin. What about Tefillin? Tomorrow, Tefillin. And then, okay, you'll take me mitzvah. You're dealing with that. You don't have to worry about that which comes next. Now, Chacham Tzvi says that's not relevant. Don't think of mitzvah. But don't mitzvah. No, but tomorrow. Machar Tefillin, you have a din tomorrow. So put on tefillin tomorrow. Don't wait. Now the Chacham Tzvi disagrees. Rabbi says, that's not relevant. I don't know why he quotes this even. You could have found other Osek B'mitzvah, B'tur Me'a Mitzvah, but fine. We say that you should do the first thing. You're dealing with one thing. Deal with the thing you're dealing with. Now you're in the silent Amidah. You're saying, Ala Nisim, deal with that. Worry about later. The challenge is what Dr. Levinson asked. So wait a minute. Ala Nisim is at most, Adin Drabanan. Right? Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Because it's Kedusha. So there's a tshuva of the Rashbats who writes that Kedusha is a fulfillment of the Din Doraita of the Nikadashti B'Doch V'Dei Israel. Now the Arizal Nishara Kavanot doesn't say that, but he says before Kedusha, you should have in mind that it's a fulfillment of the Nikadashti. So maybe you say, look, Ala Nisim is a Din Drabanan. Kedusha maybe is a Din Doraita. Look, Osek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, but maybe not when I'm Osek B'Drabanan, meaning from the Torah's perspective, what's the Din Drabanan? Nothing! From the Torah's perspective, Din Drabanan doesn't exist. So you don't get it exactly. You don't get the Din. So maybe, Alan is only Drabanan, because Usha maybe is Doraita, so then maybe I should skip Alan Nisim in order to get to grab Kedusha. So Rav Adya says no. So first of all, many Rishonim say Kedusha can't be Doraita. Tefillah is not Doraita. Even if according to the Rambam that Tefillah is Doraita, when the Rambam says Tefillah is Doraita, it's not the words that we say, it's the notion of Tefillah is Doraita. The words, Amidah, that's Drabanan. Kedusha is part of the Amidah. Of course that's Drabanan. The Ran writes black on white that it's Drabanan, and so we dismiss that. Secondly, is it so clear, Osek b'drabanan, that you should drop the drabanan to do a daraita? In fact, that's not clear at all. There are many Rishonim who say, Osek b'mitzvah drabanan, you don't have to deal with the din daraita. Not only not have to, the Ritva writes, you're not allowed to. When the Ritva writes, Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, doesn't mean that when you're dealing with one thing, you don't have to stop and deal with something else. You're not allowed to. You should not. Not allowed to. You should not. You're in the middle of a mitzvah. If you drop it to do something else, what are you saying about the first mitzvah? You're showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it's meaningless. Right? You're judge. So the question is, but if it was Drabanan, was it Doraita? The Ritva writes, no. Even a Drabanan. Hashem said, follow the Drabanan. If you're in the middle of doing something, the Ritva writes, you're not allowed to stop and do something else. You're not allowed to stop and do something else. And so he says, all in all, you should not do it. There's another case where this happens on a Tanit Tzibur. Tanit Tzibur, we say Aneinu in Shema Koleinu, right? So someone's standing by Shema Koleinu. We say Aneinu in Shema Koleinu. Someone's standing by Shema Koleinu, and the Chazan begins. So he says, look, if I say Aneinu, I don't know the words so well, it's going to take me a little bit. I'm not going to catch Kedusha. Same question. Maybe I should skip Aneinu, so I'll get Kedusha. Same question. Because if you forget Aneinu and Shema Koleinu, you don't go back. You don't have to repeat. So you see it's not so important. So maybe I should skip Aneinu, which is not so important. Hurry up, finish Shemona Esrei, so I can take a Dusha. So the Chesed L'Alafim says, no. Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Now the challenge is that Rav Chaim Falaji says you should. Rav Chaim Falaji says when it comes to Aneinu, you should skip it. So what would Rav Chaim Falaji, he doesn't say, but what would he say about Al HaNisim? So Rav Avi Yosef says, no, there's a difference. Even Rav Chaim Falaji, who says, you should skip Aneinu in order to catch Kedusha, would not say to skip Al HaNisim. You know what the difference is? Al HaNisim is a din of being Mazkir Me'ein HaMe'ora, mentioning the day, the same way on Rosh Chodesh we mentioned in Ya'alev Yavo, right? There's a din Drabanan, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom V'yom, Ten Lom En Bilchotav Shel Yom. You have to mention that the day is special, whatever the day is. You visit in Drabanan, Chanukah, you have to mention. Aneinu is different. Aneinu on the fast day is a request. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu B'yom Tzama Tanit Azeh. Please help us. And in fact, where do we put it in the Tefillah? It's in Shema Koleinu. It's not later. In Shema Koleinu, you know why? Because it's part of a Bakasha. It's a more expansive form of request on the Tanit Tzibur. So okay, Rav Chaim Falaji might say, so you asked a little bit. So you didn't ask a lot. Nunu, okay, you want to catch Kedusha. So you ask a little bit, don't ask a lot, not a big deal. But if you miss it on Chanukah, you miss the Me'ein HaMe'ora completely. So even he says Rav Chaim Falaji would agree that on Chanukah you do not skip Al HaNisim. In the end he says we have a number of reasons to say. You say your Amida. You continue regardless of what's going on around you. You're up to Al HaNisim, you continue it. First of all, Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Not only Patur, not allowed. You're not supposed to stop. You deal with what you have to deal with. The Kedusha is A, not more important. And even if it were more important, still you don't stop. Secondly, if you missed it, you're right, you don't have to go back. But it's important. It's important. It's part of the Din Me'ein HaMe'ora. So even Rav Chaim Falaji, who says that if you have the same question by Aneinu, you would skip Aneinu. Aneinu is just more expansive Shema Koleinu for a fast day. It's not only Hashem, please help us, it's Hashem, please, please, please help us. So he said please once instead of please three times. Okay, fine. But if you skip completely Al HaNisim, you miss any mention of Chanukah whatsoever. And therefore, you're right, if you miss it, you don't have to go back. But in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you focus on what you're doing, you don't have to worry about the Kedusha that's around you.